Well, we'll have three in August. The first is going to be Saturday, August 4th, down at M&T Bank Stadium. And we'll have a practice down there, and the players will sign some autographs afterwards. And then the following Sunday, August 12th, we'll go down to Navy Marine Corps Stadium, the home of the Naval Academy football team. We'll have a practice there in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, August 19th, we're going over to Stevenson University, which is right over in Owings Mills near our facility, and we'll have an open practice. All of these are free to the public, and each of them will have autograph signing for children afterwards.
I know the Stevenson facility, very close to the castle. Why pick Stevenson, and is this a new partner for the Ravens?
Well, we were looking for another venue that was a little bit north and west to get closer to Carroll County because we left Carroll County and we wanted to make it a little bit easier for them to come. It is a smaller facility, only holds 3,000 people, so we're gonna we don't have arrangements for how we'll do this, but it'll be a ticketed event, and the first 3,000 will get to come to that. And as soon as we figure out the mechanics on that, we'll announce that probably in mid-June and then have that event over there at Stevenson.
And speaking of tickets, there's a lottery for tickets where people can earn the right to watch training camp practices at the castle. Tell me about that.
Well, we're going to, at our practices here, which is the bulk of training camp at our facility in Owings Mills, we can safely accommodate about 200 fans a day. So we're going to set up a lottery system for fans to apply, and then they'll earn the opportunity to come and watch practices here at the castle, as you call it. And so it's another way we're reaching out. We certainly know we can't duplicate what we did at McDaniel and up in Westminster all those years, but we're trying to reach out to as many fans as we can.
And as a practical point, we have a link to the Ravens website at WBAL.com, but right now you can't sign up for the lottery. That's going to be starting up in June, correct?
Right. We'll make a separate announcement the middle of next month and give details on how fans can come to Owings Mills for a practice, and then secondly go to the practice at Stevenson, which again is Sunday, August 19th.
You mentioned you didn't want to forget the fans in Carroll County, and the team also doesn't want to forget McDaniel College, which hosted the Ravens for years, the training camp, and I understand there were a couple of other announcements related to that today. Tell me about them.
Yes, we're going to do a clinic up in at McDaniel College. We're going to do that clinic on June 16th, and it's John Harbaugh is going to take his coaching staff up there and some of our scouts, and we're going to host almost 500 football players from the smallest leagues up till high school, all from the Carroll County area, and we'll do that on the Saturday, June 16th. John Harbaugh will conduct the clinic. They'll have some fun. They'll teach some football, and we'll also give some life lessons to the youth up there. And then second to that, we're going to give $100,000 to McDaniel College, which is just completing a complete renovation of its stadium. So we'll participate that way, and we're glad we can do that. They have always been an outstanding partner for the Ravens.
And a final question, and a lot of fans in Carroll County are asking this, will the Ravens ever come back to McDaniel to hold their training camp? Is this a permanent move?
Well, I don't want to say never, but I don't think it's likely. But certainly if we move training camp away from our facility here, we would go back to McDaniel College. Training camp has changed so much. You know, training camp really now is only 17 days or 16 days of practices. There's only one practice a day compared to what used to be, you know, almost a 30-day event with two practices a day. So it's much different than it used to be, and it's much different with the new collective bargaining agreement with the players. Football-wise, we can prepare much better here at our facility, and that's the main reason we came back to our facility in Owings Mills in the first place. But we also recognize that training camp, that summertime connection with our fans is, was, and hopefully will be special. So we'll always explore it, but for the foreseeable future, we'll stay here at our regular facility for the bulk of training camp.
Ravens Vice President Kevin Byrne, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now. We appreciate it.